This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is in the southern state of Louisiana at this hour, touting his American Jobs Plan. The $2 trillion plan is aimed at rebuilding U.S. infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and airports. The White House calls it an investment in America that will create millions of good jobs, rebuild the country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete China. A long-negotiated investment agreement between the European Union and China was more of an intention than a deal, and it could be a long time before it becomes a reality. That, according to an EU commissioner Thursday. France's representative to the EU executive told a Washington think tank, quote, "At the end of the day, it was an intention, not more, not less," end quote. He also noted the deal sealed to the surprise of many during the last hours of Germany's EU presidency in December came during an interim time in the U.S. between the Trump and Biden administrations. A Franco-British feud over access to prime fishing waters escalated Thursday as the two countries deployed patrol and Navy ships near the Channel Island of Jersey. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office said two Royal Navy vessels would remain off the British Channel Island of Jersey amid an escalating dispute with France over post-Brexit fishing rights. The statement came during a call between Johnson and Jersey's chief minister, John Lefrange, and other senior figures on the island, a spokesperson for the prime minister said. A massive police operation against drug traffickers in a Rio de Janeiro favela Thursday left at least 24 suspects and a policeman dead, Brazilian media report. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday Brussels was ready to discuss a U.S.-backed proposal to waive patents on COVID-19 vaccines. But she stressed Europe's priority would be to boost global supplies and implicitly criticized the U.S. and the U.K. for limiting vaccine exports. As recently as 2 weeks ago, von der Leyen told the New York Times she was not a friend of releasing patents, arguing the pharmaceutical industry must be rewarded for its innovation. But supporters of waiver argue poor countries struggle to get inoculation programs while the rich world protects intellectual property rights of drug giants. The German government Thursday stressed the importance of keeping patent protections intact after the U.S. voiced backing for a waiver for COVID-19 vaccines. A government spokesperson stressed, quote, "The protection of intellectual property is a source of innovation and must remain so in the future," end quote. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government welcomed U.S. President Joe Biden's announcement that he would support waiving intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines. This as hopes the country's rampaging second wave of COVID-19 is peaking were set back Thursday with record daily infections and deaths reported. The virus is spreading from cities to villages that were poorly equipped to cope. With limited public health care, the threat is more grave in rural areas, home to nearly 70% of the 1.3 billion population. Infections have overwhelmed the healthcare system with hospitals running out of beds and medical oxygen. Health officials in Russia approved a single-dose version of the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, the developers of the shot said Thursday. The Russian Direct Investment Fund, or RDIF, which helped finance the vaccine, said in a statement that Sputnik Light demonstrated nearly 80% compared to 91% efficacy for the two-shot Sputnik V. The Russian vaccine has been approved for use in over 60 countries, but it has not yet been approved by the European Medicines Agency or the United States Food and Drug Administration. With Delhi running short of ambulances, authorities have turned some of the city's three-wheeled auto rickshaws into makeshift ambulances to ferry COVID-19 patients. Actual ambulances are hard to come by as a devastating surge in cases overwhelms the healthcare system. Families have had to make their own arrangements, including paying exorbitant amounts to private ambulance operators to take the sick to the hospital. The rickshaw service is free. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.